Hello, this is Carissa Hendricks and
Kayla Drescher from Shazam.
And today's episode contains stuff. Things potentially inappropriate to younger audiences or,
you know, if you are triggered by things, just be aware that this episode might get a little bit intense.
Mm-hmm. This is your disclaimer. And other than that, just have fun with the show.
Have fun. We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Three, two, one. It's Shazam!
The podcast that hopes to make itself obsolete.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Carissa. And
sometimes it's the little things.
Yeah, or the microphone's off. You, Kayla.
Carissa, I'm so happy right now because we absolutely just recorded 6 minutes of this episode with the microphone off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, I'm so happy.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to release that as a bonus. You can have 6.5 minutes of silence if you want. If you go to the website. No, we're not going to post that. It's super dumb.
Oh, that's great. In reality, everything's wonderful. I am kind of having a little bit of time not performing before I do this run at the castle and then go on roughly 2.5 months of touring. Oof. A little bit. Well, we're performing in LA, so I get to come back for about a week for Thanksgiving, but then I'm off again, which I'm super excited about because we're doing so much, which is lovely. But one thing about touring is that we have to make everything feel, or we have to make everything be very easy. And so on Monday night, I'm taking this red eye to go back to Connecticut and go visit my cousin. And by visit, I mean my cousin is this brilliant hairdresser. And if you know me at all or have seen a picture of me before 4 years ago, you know that I have this gigantic, my hair is so curly that it is in fact an afro. When it grows out to the length I have it now, it is an afro. It just puffs up and is gigantic and amazing. But I hate it because it's not manageable.
I think it looks great.
It's so frustrating because it's so thick and curly and frizzy that I get my hair chemically straightened, and I've done that for about 5 years now, and it's so great because I can do anything with it now, which is awesome. It also just looks sleeker on stage, which I like. And so the problem with that is that when my hair grows, then I have curly roots and then the rest of my hair is pinned straight. There's a photo on my Instagram of it, which is really hilarious. I highly recommend checking it out. And so I'm very excited to go get these. It's about 6 to 8 inches right now of just curly roots that need to go away. And once those go away, then I don't have to worry about managing my hair for a couple of months, which means that touring in the next chunk of time is going to be so much easier. And I'm happy to sit in a chair for 5 hours and let my cousin do her magic. And then I fly back immediately. So I'm there for less than 24 hours, but it's necessary. And then I come home and I work on the castle show. That'd be great. How are you, Carissa?
I'm good. Wait, the whole time you were telling that story, I just had this image. Do you remember the Princess Diaries princess?
Yes. More curly and frizzy.
Than Anne Hathaway? Is Anne Hathaway in that, right?
Correct.
That is exactly what I was picturing. I'm like, oh, you were like a nerdy person with frizzy hair, and then you Anne Hathaway'd your way to really great hair. Now you're magical.
And now I'm a princess.
Now you're a magical princess. Yeah, I am about tomorrow. I leave to go back to Canada.
Boo.
I agree. I've really enjoyed getting to hang out with you for an extended period of time rather than just like 6 hours at a time. I'm in Calgary for like 2 days, then I'm in Edmonton for 2 days, then I'm in Seattle for 3 days, then I'm in Vegas for like 5 days. Then I'm back here doing shows in LA, and then I'm in Mexico. And then I'm in Chicago Magic Lounge.
You're doing a lot.
Yeah, so everything's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. There's so much going on.
Very happy. I'm happy. And this is...
Grateful.
I'm grateful.
We have a code word in a sense now that when we say that we're very grateful, it technically means we're exhausted.
Yeah, because it feels...
But happy to be doing all the exactly. things we're doing.
It feels like terrible to say. I'm tired. I'm exhausted, because it comes across as ungrateful. Kayla and I are both extremely grateful to have the advantages that we do, and we never wanted to feel like we don't recognize how lucky we are. But it is a lot. Yeah. So
people get tired, but it's very great. And of course, there's no other job we would want in the world.
Oh no, we're so insane.
I would not be grateful
for any other job.
Right.
So one of the things Kayla and I have noticed is that, you know, people ask us all the time, why aren't there more women in magic? And over the course of this podcast, we've answered that question in different ways.
Right.
But we're always coming at it from like big picture things. We've answered in terms of this is a big reason, and this is a big reason, and this is a big reason. And over the last few months that we've been doing this, Kayla and I have been kind of noticing these little things that keep popping up that we don't have necessarily thought or big enough to do a whole episode on, but there's so many little things. And kind of over breakfast this morning and a couple of other times, we've realized, you know, it's the little things that are constantly happening that create an environment that feels unwelcoming to women. So today we wanted to talk about a few little things that we've seen. We don't want to say that these things are the things.
Right.
These are just examples of little things that are part of the problem. That we have noticed in the last little bit.
So a couple of episodes ago, we spoke to Misty Knight about a meme that was made of her that, you know, you heard the episode, I'm sure. And it was posted in a page called Memes for Magicians. And we've then seen sort of a reoccurring thing in this Facebook group that is rather objectifying and meaning to women, and often really gross, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so there's a new theme on the Memes for Magician page, which is to make memes that are from porn. They're clips from different pornography films and images and things that are relatively sexually explicit. Now, before we continue, I want to say they're not often displaying a lot of nudity. They're very sexually suggestive. And beyond that, sexuality and nudity are not the same thing. Just because something is nude, naked skin is not necessarily sexual. It is all context. So that's very important to say before we continue for lots of reasons. So there's one image that's come up, and a lot of the pornographic images that have come up in the forum, you know, they just came and went and they were whatever, nobody noticed. But there was one that came up recently on October 5th, which is an image where the tag on it is, I love when she's performing sponge balls from mouth, which is a magic trick. Mm-hmm. And it is an image of a woman performing fellatio?
Oral sex.
Oral sex, yeah. Yeah, so it, that's what it is. It's an extremely sexually explicit image. And this in and of itself wouldn't be that interesting, except for this particular post got a lot of negative buzz. So in terms of its relationship to other memes, I should say the meme after it has a lot more response in terms of like likes and dislikes. The one I posted, I think, had 40 likes. Just to kind of give some context as to like what the average thing does on the post. Like a lot of the time you get 12 or 15 likes and you get up to about 60. The forum itself has about just under 5,000 people in it. And it has a lot of people from different ages. So we were kind of going through the forum to see who is on here. And we recognize some people that are much younger, that are between the ages of 16 and 22, who are members of this. So also just in terms of like appropriateness, there are some much younger people who are part of this forum, and a lot of the posts that have been coming up recently are pornographic images.
There's also a good number of women as well. Mm-hmm. So that definitely is a thing to note, is that there are a lot of women. Well, many of them identify as magicians. A lot of them identify as assistants, but there is a good number of women. So what we wanted to discuss was the idea of whether or not a meme like this has a place in a forum. And how does this affect the overall idea of women being within magic?
Yeah.
Right? So when we saw this meme, we saw that it was getting a lot of negative response. Many people didn't like it. There were definitely comments about how it was inappropriate for the page and inappropriate in general. And so we saw that there are rules of the Facebook group. And just to I would just like to read them to you. It starts to delete something, A, the post must be self-promoting, B, unrelated with magic, and or C, offensively for more than one or two members. Please report, and if something is shocking enough for many of you, I will delete it. So it does say one to two members.
To report it.
Yes.
So we noticed that out of the likes, there was several people who commented with the angry face mm-hmm. button, and then some people who commented with a shock face button. There were several comments on it about it being inappropriate, but we didn't know if anybody had reported it. So Kayla and I went ahead and reported it. So
that's two people.
That's two people. And then after 3 days, it was not taken down. So I was curious. And I found out who the moderator on the forum was. And I sent them a message. My message reads,
hello. Do you want to do a dramatic reading?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I will be me. Yes. And you can be.
We're going to do a dramatic reading of this message. Yay! You ready? Because we just want to make it fun.
Yeah.
Ready for a dramatic reading.
Okay.
Yes. Carissa will be Carissa and I will be the moderator.
The moderator. I was wondering how the Memes for Magician group is moderated. I noticed a post that on the forum recently is not being well received, and it appears nothing has been done despite the policy being that if something is deemed inappropriate by more than one or two members, it will be addressed.
Hello, Carissa. I assume that you are talking about the SpongeBalls from MouthPost. The group has 4,500 members so far, and this meme has so far 31 likes, 3 comments against it, and 2 reports, 1 from you. Unfortunately, I cannot delete a post due to 5 people. I am not a fan of this meme either, but I try to approve as many posts as I can and delete as little as possible. I am really sorry if you feel offended by that post, but honestly, 5 people are not enough. It even has more likes. Dot, dot, dot.
I love you. This is a fantastic reading. You're amazing. So my response is, I did not say I was offended. I am interested in the criteria you use for moderation. I believe it says on the group that if a post makes more than 2 people uncomfortable, it would be removed. This post has well surpassed that. If you look, it has 26 positive emojis, 5 of anger, 2 of shock. I think you have misinterpreted all reactions as positive. These are reports and negative comments. These taken together do make it seem that you are overlooking that 1/3 of the reactions to this post are negative. How many negative reactions do you need? Can I recommend you post the actual conditions for a post removal in place of what you have listed now?
You are right, I didn't see the negative emojis. However, there are still 26 positive reactions and 7 negative. 7 plus 2 reports and a couple of negative comments. Let's say 15 negative reactions for this post. Still, dot, 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 more people enjoyed that post than the ones who disliked it. Anyway, it's not about maths. Every day I reject 2 to 3 memes and I approve 3 to 4. I really think we are overthinking about this post. I will consider to post the conditions, but again, I really think we should not think about that post anymore. And by the way, I don't like that post. I only respect the creators and their right to post whatever they feel like, with minimum censorship.
My reaction? How many negative reactions would you need? Would you be interested in being interviewed about the challenges of moderating a group like this?
I wouldn't like to be interviewed, cute smiley face emoji. Again, it's not about numbers. Sometimes one report is enough.
I see.
Why is this happening? I mean, dot, dot, it's not too extreme. It's just a silly image.
To some, clearly not to everyone. To some, it is a so-so joke on an image that treats women as a sex object, which has been posted, then approved, in a forum for a male-dominated community that is already having trouble in the struggle for gender equality.
Well, dot, 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 it could be a photo of a man, dot, 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 and then they would say that my group supports homophobia.
Would they?
Memes cannot be always politically correct. The joke is about SpongeBalls, dot, dot, dot. Come on, dot, 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 not about gender equality.
Okay, I think you may have misread what I wrote.
I didn't.
Okay.
I just not agree, and that's fine. I respect your view, but I still believe it's a silly image.
Silly, but essential for the group. I'm not offended. I'm concerned that there is no clear procedure for moderation. If sometimes one comment is enough and here it is not, I would prefer that information be public. This is a request for clarity so I may better understand what the process is.
I get it, but it's not business. It's an FB group which I created to be occupied when I am free. It's nothing serious.
Interesting. Heads up. This is likely to be an upcoming discussion on our podcast, shesmpod.com. I would still love to have you on to discuss your perspective, but obviously respect the fact that you have already said no. But you would be welcome at any time.
Thank you very much. However, English is not my first language, as you see, and I don't feel comfortable to be interviewed in podcast. Adorable smiley face.
Not a problem at all. Normal smiley face.
End of dramatic reading.
Snap. Okay, so this is not necessarily about what this one person is saying, but I think there is some interesting things that have popped up here that are very common and are definitely part of the problem. So one, it was very clearly said that sometimes one reaction is enough, but here 15 reactions were not enough. And it's because it is not, it seems that it's not understood that the objectification of women in a community like this often will make women feel like they're not welcome. And right now there seems to be this big push in the magic community that Kayla and I are very excited about trying to make women feel included and safe. And this is not doing that. This is clearly part of the problem, but it's not perceived as enough of a problem.
Listen, Carissa and I don't necessarily have a problem with there being silly discussions that relate magic and something sexual.
Yeah.
And that's not what we're saying, and neither of us are offended by this post at all. We understand that this is a sense of humor that exists.
Yeah.
What we find more of an issue is that this is a forum for the entire magic community that many people are a part of, including women. And if you look back through the posts on the page, which we have done significantly, really the memes that are showed with women in them at all are often very, very sexual, very objectifying. I mean, if you're on this page, I would just seriously just go through it and look for the evidence yourself, because I don't think there's a point in really explaining all of them. They're pretty ridiculous. And that's it. Carissa posted a meme on there of herself as Lucy, and it was a fun meme about a stock line, which was very enjoyable. And that's the only meme we could find where it was a woman performing magic and a woman not basically one not being in a porn film or not being objectified sexually.
Yeah.
So if this is the sense of humor that exists within the magic community and that's it, then how are women welcome? How, if we're looking through this going, where's a woman? Where's a woman? And this is all we're seeing. I don't want to be like these women. I don't want to be objectified. I don't want to be made into an object to ogle at or use. Mm-hmm. So what information is this group providing me as a woman who really loves magic? What encouragement am I getting? I'm getting the opposite. I'm basically being told that I don't matter. Yeah. As well as when this is reported and people are commenting on it that it's a level of offensive or this is not the place for this type of meme. I mean, make a Memes for Magician explicit. That's go yeah. right ahead. Or make a private group for you and your friends. I still don't agree with this mindset of just objectifying women in terms of pornography or objectivity, but if you're going to do it, just do it with your buddies, because this is a public forum that's telling many magicians that this is how we think. Yeah. So as a woman on this group, I'm going, well, what information is this providing me? It's telling me that I don't belong here. And a lot of times in these posts, you're seeing comments that are saying, well, either ignore it or leave.
That was the big thing that I found overwhelming, was how many of the comments from people who enjoyed this were saying, look, if you're offended, you should just ignore it or you cannot be part of this group. And the concern is when you make those the only choices, you're saying either exclude yourself or just do the emotional labor of processing this by yourself. It's nobody else's responsibility but yours to take care of you. Our community doesn't care how you feel. And one of the things that Kayla and I should point out is the people on the post who are publicly against this are men. There were men on this that were like, please stop posting these. And it wasn't like this one image is terrible. A lot of the comments are, you know, someone seriously needs to do something about this. But that was after a comment that person posted about how, why does this keep happening? And the person who posted it seems to not be able to not comment on the negative comments. So there's this interesting back and forth about how Kayla just noticed that the admin has turned off commenting on the post.
On the particular post we've been describing, not necessarily the other ones, but definitely on that one. So that actually, to me, tells me that this admin, who is a male, so he's turned off the commenting on this post that we've been talking about. And that tells me that this guy has decided that nobody is allowed to express their opinion anymore.
He's done with the expression, but he still will not remove it. The answer is not. It's still there. The answer is not, hey, if I don't want people commenting on this because people are clearly upset, I should remove it. The answer is, I should make it so people can't comment on it. And there is no other post on here that he has turned off the comments on. So it's clear that people are uncomfortable with this enough that he's gone out of his way to go, okay, I'm going to turn off commenting. But it's essential to the group that this post be there. Again, Kayla and I are not saying it's gross or offensive or whatever. It's fine. Whatever. But it is part of the problem.
Yeah.
It is something that if I'm 14, if I'm 26, it doesn't matter my age, but especially if I'm younger and I go onto this forum and this is the first thing I say and I see that this is the sense of humor of this culture, that might be the first time I go, I'm done. Right? If you want women in this community, we need to recognize that this is part of the problem. I don't want to be censoring people, but I do want to be honest with people about the fact that, okay, magic community, if you're serious about including women, this is part of the problem. Mm-hmm. It's a little thing. Yes, it is a little thing. And I know perhaps it feels like censorship, but I know it perhaps makes you uncomfortable to have to be more careful about what you say and how you say it. But Kayla and I were sort of joking about posting a whole bunch of memes about tampons and magic. But then we realized we know they would not get posted because that would be...
There's still censorship.
That would be censored because he chooses, he even says in his post, he chooses what goes up and what does not go up. So we can't go on here and put a bunch of things that are offensive to the opposite gender or, and he even says, you know, if he posted one of a guy performing oral sex, then he would be considered homophobic, which is such a weird thing to say. That it's not the comment. All I was saying is people are clearly offended. Why aren't you doing anything? Especially since your statement clearly says if two people are offended, you'll remove it. More than two people are offended. So what I'm basically saying is if you don't want women to be part of this community, just say that.
Right. And then if you don't want women to be part of this community, you can either ignore us or leave.
Yeah. Because that's what we're being told are the answers for us. So, right. Yeah, if you're somebody who cares about, oh, wow, Kayla just found one that is very offensive.
It just continues. Like the more you scroll down, the worse it gets. Not really. It just continues to build up. I'm kind of just tired of it. It's the idea of telling me when I first, here's an example. When I first decided to become a professional magician, I asked my friend Arian Black for some advice. And what I was noticing is that within the magic community, all of the women I was seeing perform magic were very, very sexual. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just not me. And I asked her, do I need to be, because Arian is, she is quite sexy. She's absolutely gorgeous. And she does play up her beauty. And I think it fits her very well. And she's great. I asked her, do I need to do that? Like, in order to be a professional magician, do I have to be sexy? Because I don't feel that way. Like, I don't want to be that. But is that the only choice I have in being in this community? And she talked me through the idea of absolutely not. There is no point in being sexy. That's what I do. But if you don't want to do that, don't do it. And unfortunately, the spectrum then was like, oh, okay, I'm going to go be very masculine and wear a suit and everything like that. There was nowhere in between that I could make my own personality. And so the only thing I could find is that I was either incredibly masculine or very sexy. And if I were that age now in the Memes for Magician forum, I would believe the only thing I could do was be sexy, because that's what's getting the attention. That's what's getting the interest. And that's all I'm seeing mm-hmm. within a very popular magician's forum. So that's what we're encouraging, you know? Yeah. And that's part of the reason we have this resource is it's like, well, guys, what about us? What about women who want to be good? You're telling us we have to either shut up or leave.
And you don't see the opposite. I mean, I think that the first way you can tell that this is very specific is because we don't see images, pornographic images here of men being objectified. There's no images of naked men performing oral sex. This is not a thing. These are all about the male gaze. These are all about women as sex objects, as less than people. And it's not about being offended. It's about, no. Is this a welcoming environment for women? If the community is serious, if they're actually serious about moving into this new time of gender equality, then everyone needs to recognize that it's the little things. And this is one of the little things. Mm-hmm. So moving on, this is just one forum. This is just one home on the internet where we see some of this. We've been seeing a lot of it lately. We just happened to be looking there because of what happened with Misty.
Yeah.
So Kayla and I have also seen this in other arenas recently. And we happened to be at the castle together a few days ago. And we saw the Palace show. And there were a few moments in the Palace show that were
super gross.
One of them was that they were performing the Wakeling Sawing, and which is a sawed in half illusion if you're not a magician. A woman was strapped down to the table using leather straps, one around the neck, two around the legs, and put into a box where you can open the sides and see through it. It is inherently a very interesting illusion. That was not the problem. The problem is once the woman had been restrained by men, so two men are on stage holding her down using these straps, and the boxes are on top of her. Again, she has not spoken a single time in this routine. She has not once communicated anything. The box is opened so that her legs and her upper torso are exposed. We can see her. And the magician's standing from a point where he can't see in to see if she's okay, where he can't even make eye contact with her, looks to the gentleman who is holding the strap that is restraining her feet and says, "You want to touch?" And Kayla and I from the back of the room both went, "Boo!" And to the credit of the men sitting around us, they all were looked at us with nodding, "Yes, that is inappropriate."
Yes.
So to recap and simplify this, a woman who was being physically restrained, who had no voice throughout the performance, was served up as to be touched by another man without her consent. Luckily, the man who was holding the restraints at her feet turned down the opportunity to touch her, but the fact that this was just in it, this was just part of the routine, and we asked around, this is written in. It wasn't an ad lib. This is a choice. This is a writing choice where he has decided every single show he will ask a stranger to touch a restrained woman against her will. This is a pretty big one. I feel weird about this even being in the little things episode because this one feels pretty significant actually. But this is definitely part of the problem.
It's in a sense, unfortunately, you can argue that she did in a sense consent because she would have had to do a show.
That's true.
Many shows and many rehearsals with that script. So she might not like it, but that she's working. So she knew that that was coming, right? So she, maybe you could argue that consent was given. However, first of all, you are serving her up on a platter. She's meat.
Yeah.
Second of all, what happens if somebody actually does reach in and want to touch her? At what point do we call that off? Because the gentleman we saw did not reach in. He did not feel the necessity to touch her, which was great. But what happens if somebody does? At what point do we call that off? At what point do we say this is inappropriate? And at what point is she allowed to say no? Because she is strapped down in a box with no ability to really be heard or seen. And we're going to go ahead and touch her. What does that actually mean to the spectator? And at what point do we say, oh, she's not comfortable with this?
Yeah.
We're not giving her a chance to do that. She has no chance to say no. So, yes, I think this is, in a sense, it is a bigger thing than a little thing. And it's definitely something that it was a throwaway moment in the show that, of course, we remembered significantly.
Yeah, we remembered vividly.
It was told as a joke, but... You're then just showing you don't care about her at all.
Yeah.
She has no ability to save herself if necessary. And so what are we then saying to the audience about women?
Yeah. And then in the same show, there was one other woman who was also an assistant who did get to talk. So she was...
You're giving a lot more credit than what happened.
Well, I'm trying to weave a tale. So she steps out as an assistant. She does not speak when she is an assistant. As part of the routine, the magician says, well, there are not enough female magicians. And so here, I'm going to upgrade my assistant. Makes a magical gesture, and she comes out in a children's... magician costume, basically. Like something that's, it's clearly meant to reference novelty.
It's like a Halloween costume.
It's a Halloween costume. It's meant to say, it comes across it's not real, right? She's not really been upgraded.
It's very jokey.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
And then she gets a line, and her line is that she can't count to three. Or she can't count to two, sorry. She can't count to two.
She also was speaking like she got hit in the head backstage.
Yeah, she seemed to be mid-concussion as part of the performance. So we have now two portrayals of women. One where all it takes to be a female magician is a cheap Halloween costume and the approval of a man. And
which she actually didn't do any magic. She waved her hands at a card and it changed. The card was in... the male magician's hand.
Yeah.
And we were happy with that.
That was fine.
It was 30 seconds of time. Mm-hmm. She existed for 30 seconds of time as a magician.
Yeah. There's a joke about how she can't do math. She is behaving as if she is concussed.
Or dumb. Just very dumb.
Or dumb. Or that's the bit. And I mean, I don't mind like the dumb woman trope if performed well. There's definitely a lot of characters that do it and it's hilarious.
Absolutely.
It just seemed very unusual to have it in this particular platform. And then the next woman we see, which is a different assistant, is being strapped down in the Wakeling sawing or being strapped up. Both of the illusions we saw her in, she's being restrained. Okay, so this is a trope of magic. This is something we see ongoing. But I would argue this too is part of the problem. Mm-hmm. This is the only portrayal of women on this stage. And luckily... as a breath of fresh air, Alba is also performing that week.
Yes.
Who is amazing.
Right.
And was doing a killer performance during which she puts her arms just around a man so that she can perform a rubber band effect in front of his face. And she says, may I put my arms around you? And she waits for him to say yes. And then she does put her arms around him while never making contact with his body.
Yep.
Alba's amazing ability in that performance to be so generous with that spectator and make sure they felt so comfortable was in such overwhelming contrast to the Palace show that we saw where women were not being respected.
And in a sense, almost no one was being respected. The audience was not being respected. There was no real respect given from the performers to anybody. It just so happened that these two women were on stage as assistants, mm-hmm. which is great.
Yep.
But then as soon as she was upgraded, ugh, I'm so mad he said that, upgraded to a female magician, which we all know how I feel about that title anyway.
Yeah. But also just the idea that like an assistant is not as good as a magician. And that's so clearly the point.
And before that, she didn't do anything.
Yeah.
She just was on stage and then she all of a sudden left. And in fact, I went, where did she go? I don't even know where, at what point did she, oh, she was changing. She was getting upgraded. But then when she got upgraded, she still was never the same, given the same respect as a normal magician. She was made to feel dumb, but not well. It was not funny. It was not well written. It was one joke that died. And then she wiggled her fingers and something happened. And that was it. It was a 20 to 30 second bit of which showed everybody it's easy. It's just so easy to become a female magician because, you know, all you have to do is be super dumb. That's what it felt like. And then the whole like, oh, here, I'm going to just serve you this gift of a woman strapped down. Do what you want. That's what that was.
Yeah, it was pretty offensive.
Why did this happen?
Well, this
all,
is
yeah, go
this
ahead.
Is not unusual in a community that lacks a sense of perspective because there aren't women involved necessarily in the writing process. And so, you know, in the same way that it's very easy to make inappropriate jokes that reference sexuality or race or able-bodied people or cisgender when you don't have that perspective, it's equally hard to not make those references when you don't have any women or when you're part of a culture that is constantly objectifying women and showing them as sex mm-hmm. objects and that is their role. That constant referencing becomes part of your internal narrative and then it gets into your art. And once it gets into your art, then it is being reflected. It's a reflection of the entire community.
In a sense, what's going on with the Memes for Magicians page is the catalyst to what we saw at the castle. So providing these thought processes of objectifying women and making women only feel as if they can belong as this one thing, then also convincing men that this is funny and this is how you should also see women, then translates and creates what we saw on stage.
Yeah.
I will say the performers were of an older generation than us.
Yes.
So that is definitely part of it. And we do see the older generations are still doing the women objectifying jokes.
Yep.
We haven't quite learned yet. And maybe they're listening. That would be cool. They're not. But that's one of the things is like we have always said we can't change the minds of the wolves of the magic community. You know, the men who say these things and choose to do these things and are just pure like just products of evil. We can't change their minds, but we can change the community that exists
around
them. So that that mindset and that voice of these hunters, if you will, I call them hunters because that's what I think what they are. It's like they're hunting for these moments to feel power and objectify specifically women, but also a lot of people. If we can change the mindset and give people a voice that around them, then the hunter's voice go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's one hunter and one deer, that deer's probably dead. But if there's one hunter and 1,000 deer, they're going to overshadow. They're going to get rid of the hunter. It's going to be trampled. And so, boom, metaphor. I didn't write that before that
so
moment.
Good.
I'm
it
so
just
happy.
All by itself.
We did it. That'll be a meme. That we will post.
You a hunter? Are you a deer?
Yeah.
I think that's going to make no sense.
No, but it's everybody here is going to love it. I hope. So I think it's important that we start to build up a community that can say, this is wrong. I get why you think it's funny. And in certain contexts, it is funny.
Yeah.
But when you're – and we have no problem with the contexts where things like that are funny. In fact, we make jokes that in certain contexts are great.
Yeah. And we would – but we would not be posting those in public forums where young
– everybody.
Yeah. And young people would necessarily see them.
Correct.
You know, I think there are certain things that – yeah, it comes down to context. But the other thing I want to say is that we're not trying to necessarily say we need to be censoring these people and we need to be isolating these people. That's not the goal. But I do think that if I'm hoping that if some of these people knew that this was part of the problem, they would think twice about saying things that are potentially harmful. I have no interest in censoring people, but I do want to educate people into understanding that what they say and do have real consequences. And if what they want is a community that is an expression of real gender equality and the community they can be proud of, and a community that's going to grow artistically because many perspectives is what creates good art, then...
Yes.
I need a minute.
Take a minute.
Yeah, if you want a community that is an expression of the kind of culture you want to be part of, step one is recognizing what are the problems.
Right.
And the objectification of women is part of the problem. In performances that communicate that it is all right to touch a restrained woman without her consent is part of the problem. Sentences like, I'm going to upgrade my assistant into a female magician, are part of the problem. Mm-hmm. Sexually explicit images on forums that are supposed to be for all magicians that demean women with jokes that are honestly not very funny is part of the problem. Part of the other thing with that particular meme is that I am now probably, I don't love SpongeBob, but I'm absolutely never going to do a SpongeBob routine ever.
Never.
Because I would not want to do anything that might make somebody think about that particular meme.
Yeah.
And so I personally have been now like, blech, I would rather not ever perform that effect because I've been told that if I'm performing that effect, someone's going to be thinking about me as a sex object. And I would prefer not to have that.
There's a great quote, and please take a hot second and take all of your political views and throw them out the door. There's a really great quote from the TED Talk by Monica Lewinsky. If you haven't watched it, I think it's really beneficial for everybody. And again, no political views in this situation, but I think listening to her speak about her life since the 90s is amazing. And it really pertains to a lot of what we're saying right now. Monica says, we have the freedom of speech, but what comes with that is the responsibility of speech. And people forget that you can say whatever you want. That's the joy of being, of existing. You can say whatever you want and do whatever you want. But when you're sitting behind a screen and you don't see other people, or you don't calculate the consequence that exists, you have no idea how that has affected one person, 1,000 people, 10,000 people, an entire community and culture. All of that is forgotten when you just hit post.
So when you're about to post something in a public forum like this, or to the magic community in general, or about to write a piece of material in the context of a magic performance, we want you to take a look at it and say, if a 16-year-old girl saw this, would it make her feel like she is not welcome? Then please don't do that. Mm-hmm. Because that is part of the problem.
Yep. And I think this is really important to address because this is not a thing that we mentioned. So there was a person on the forum that commented in dislike of this meme and then left the group.
I believe that they have a shared Facebook account.
Ah, okay, cool. Yeah. I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
So this person left the group for multiple reasons, and Carissa messaged them to send encouragement of like, thank you for your well-reasoned argument. I'm just reading your words against the meme. And this person made a really good point, which is it's posts like this that taint the images of magicians in the public as creepy perverts.
Yeah.
So if you aren't convinced that memes like this hurt women within the community, think about how it hurts yourself. Think about how that mindset, already people don't super love magicians. I mean, if you watch late night television, every few months somebody goes on there to talk about how they were hired as a magician's assistant and quit because the magician was terrible. Yep. How they went to the magic castle and got hit on so creepily by a magician they'll never go back. There are so many videos posted about celebrities talking about their experience. There are so many experiences of, if you go on Yelp reviews for magicians or whatever, seeing this creepy pervert magician. So already there are, that happens. It's already in the public mindset that magicians are kind of creepy. Why are we perpetuating that? So think about it. If you don't think that this is hurting women, or you don't care or don't want to listen, think about how it's hurting yourself.
I have specifically had a number of clients call me because we book a lot of close-up magicians through my company. And I've specifically had a lot of clients tell me that they, once we get to know each other better, that they specifically hired performers through my company because they knew it was female run, because they thought that they could guarantee not getting a creepy magician because I would have vetted that. And that has happened enough times over the last 6 years that I was surprised, but also kind of took a step back and really looked at who I was hiring and went, oh, is that true? Did I make sure that I vetted this? I did, luckily, instinctively, but it was amazing to see that that was something that was really important to people. And yeah, the perception of magic in the general public is that we is creepy.
We is creepy.
We is creepy, you guys. And so it's things like this.
Yeah. So we want to, you know, as you probably understand, if you've listened to any episode about this podcast, is that we are not just here to complain. We are not just here to provide information or opinions or all of that. We're here to fix things.
We want desperately to be obsolete. This podcast is a lot of work.
Oh, we just, yeah, we really just want to never have to do this again. That's not true. It's really fun, you guys.
We love
but
it.
Also,
it's a joke. It's
yes,
a joke.
I look forward to it being obsolete.
We welcome your fan mail. It's
Thank
been
you.
Wonderful. Sorry.
So we want to create a call to action for everybody that's listening to this. If you're listening, we assume that you care, and we assume that you want to help change the community. So we have a couple of things that we want to ask everybody to participate in. Chris and I have already started this. Mm-hmm. We just want you to join. If you are not part of the Memes for Magicians group, go ahead and join.
Yep.
Just go ahead and join for this
Please
adventure.
Join.
And you'll see what we're talking about. And what Chris and I have started doing is we've gone back really, really far into the existence of these memes. And on the posts that particularly talk about objectifying women, we have created the hashtag part of the problem.
Yep.
So what we would like to do is really try hard to flood Memes for Magicians with this hashtag. That, and it doesn't stop at the Memes for Magician forum. We want this to be everywhere. So if you start seeing posts that are really objectifying women that you feel are offensive to women, please put part of the problem. Hashtag part of the problem. We're not trying to shut down Memes for Magicians.
We're not trying
or change
to censor.
Anything. It's not a censorship. We just want people to start being highly aware that this is part of the problem.
Yes, because the moderator of this forum seemed to think that more than a third of the comments being negative and reactions being negative was not enough. And I think it's because a lot of us who go, yuck, we do what these posters are saying, which is we ignore it or we leave. Mm-hmm. And so if people who are offended are constantly ignoring or leaving, then nothing changes. Basically, the forum just gets worse and worse and worse because the people who would advocate for that change are told to be silent. Being silent doesn't fix anything. And so this is a really great compromise. This is a way of communicating that, letting the poster know, hey, this is part of the problem. Letting other people know that you are an advocate, and letting the moderator know that this will not stand, and that your lack of liking it, if you didn't click the like button, it wasn't because you thought it was fine, which is what's happening right now. When you do nothing, it is communicating to this moderator and people all around that you're fine with it. Mm-hmm. And so if you are fine with it, don't do this.
Yeah.
We're not asking you to express a value you do not have.
Yeah.
But if you genuinely think that these things are part of the problem, and it's part of why we're in a male-dominated industry, it's part of why women often feel uncomfortable, it's part of why this objectification finds itself in material on stage for magicians, it's part of why the culture in general thinks of us as creepy, then please use the hashtag part of the problem and post it. Don't just like our posts. And we've already had people doing that, and we really appreciate it, but we want you to post it yourself. Express your opinion. If you genuinely think this is part of the problem, let people know.
The other thing that we want to throw out the idea of is that in the Memes for Magician forum, there are very, very, very few memes of women as a powerful magician, as a magician, a center focus that isn't like porn or over sexual. So we want to also challenge you to start to grab a picture of a woman doing magic, and make a meme, and make it a meme about anything. It doesn't have to be about, men, it doesn't have to be any of that. But just start making
no one at all.
This is please don't make it like man Haiti or anybody Haiti, but just start, instead of, if you want to make a meme, instead of using a guy doing magic, just make it a woman.
Yeah, and Kayla and I are actually going to go out of our way on the Shazam page to make images of women available to you, images of female magicians available to you. I'm going to post some images of myself, Kayla's going to post some images of herself, and we're going to contact female magicians that we know so that you have access to images that you can use to memeify, so that you know that you have permission. Because I think part of it too is, if you're having trouble finding images of female magicians, hey, we're going to make it real easy for you. Shazampod.com.
Yeah.
And we're going to try and pick funny photos and everything. We're going to do everything we can to make this easy for you. But yeah, if you're just looking for an image of a magician, and it's a post like, you know, we'll post images of us rolling our eyes or whatever, things that we see coming up in the forum over and over again, consider using an image of a female magician.
Yes. And as well, if you start to see things that are really positive towards the gender equality fight, we also want the hashtag part of the solution.
Yes.
So if you throw up onto the memes for magician, these memes where a woman is doing magic and it's, you know, very not offensive and fun and, and not about objectification of anybody, we will comment on their part of the solution, because that's part of it too. Leading by example is huge. And we really just want to start this as a thing. So please, if you love us, which we know you do, please love us.
If you love the idea that at some point people won't perceive magicians as creepy, if you love the idea that, you know, somebody you care about who is a young woman of magic can come in and feel comfortable and welcome, then you should do this thing. Also, it's really fun. It's been, like, we've been doing it just for a little while already, and it's been really fun just to be like, this one and this one and this one. Stop it.
So
I think that's our call to action, you guys.
Yeah. Let's have some fun with this one.
I think the coffee just wore off.
Yeah.
I got real excited, and then I was like, all right.
But we're at 55 minutes. So that's exciting. Wow, great. We did.
I just learned a cup of coffee is about an hour of podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Yay, we did it.
Oh, guys, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for being a part of this. Thanks for helping us change the world.
Yeah, this has been a really fun project for both of us, and people coming up to us at the Magic Castle and at conventions and saying thank you or giving us their opinions or giving us suggestions have been so great. It's been an absolute pleasure. Please continue to do that. It means the world to us to get to meet you in person and have real conversations and look into people's eyes and recognize how much support in the magic community there is for real gender equality and for real change. So thank you very much.
Yay.
And remember, hashtag part of the problem.
Part of the problem, part of the solution.
Da da da. Shazam.
This podcast is funded in part through support from the Endowment and Development Fund of the International Brotherhood of Magicians. Thank you so much for helping us out, you guys. We really appreciate it.